Good Sunday morning. I'm in a purple haze this morning because we're going back in time. Back to the 60s with Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Thank you. Great. Thank you, Scott. Now it is 1960 again when we were shocked by Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho at theaters like the Rio, High Point, Granada, Wellston, and Tivoli. But there was a strict rule that no one will be admitted to the theater after the start of each performance of Psycho. Back then, almost every show had a double feature. In the case of Psycho, it was either Mickey Rooney in Platinum High School or Robert Taylor in Killers of Kilimanjaro. I wonder if after seeing Psycho, you ever felt the same about taking a shower. At this time of the year, we could watch the autumn leaves outside some 1960 watering holes like Frank Marino's Europa 390 on Euclid, south of McPherson. Boy, they had some great deli-type sandwiches here. The Gaslight Bar was on Boyle, south of Olive, and that's where Chris King might be. In a striped button-down shirt, he'd sit on the stool doing the Kingston Trio songs like Scotch and Soda. There was the Forest Park Hotel Circus Snack Bar right at the corner of West Pine and Euclid. Singleton Palmer and his Dixieland Six really hit a longtime gig there until they lured over to the square to the Opera House. In the St. Clair Lounge, that was in East St. Louis's Broadview Hotel on East Broadway, there was the Bob Gotch Trio. Bob was once a musician on KMOX. Sammy Gardner and his Mound City Five played Dixie at the Tiger's Den on Delmore at Oliver. And a big move was when Evelyn West packed her treasure chest, insured for $50,000 by Lloyd's of London, and left the Stardust under the Bolivar Strip for the Rio Club at 1115 Washington. Even though we were in the ninth month of the 8 years 60s, we were kind of used to writing six on the checks rather than five. That took a while to forget the 50s. Well, we really never did forget them. It was like we were in limbo waiting for the 60s to kick in, and they did. We knew the 50s had passed, but in our minds, they weren't passé. In the county, well, they were now in their third supervisor since creating that post in 1950. In 1960, Francis Kennedy had taken over from Jim McNary, who in 58 had succeeded the original supervisor, Lumen Matthews. Electioneering, that's almost over now and was almost over then. But we could think of some things back then in 1960, like our new gridiron Cardinals in their home on North Grand at Dodier. They took our mind off the loss of the Browns in 53. We had the NBA, St. Louis Hawks at Kiel. Wrestling promoter Sam Muchnick always coming up with exciting wrestling cards from his HQ at the Claridge Hotel, 18th and Locust. We were also in the second year of Wrestling at the Chase on KPLR Channel 11. There was Mickey Garagiola as ringmaster. For dining out in 1960, we often used Carte Blanche or Diners Club credit cards. And for family-style fried chicken dinners, some choices were Big Boys, where they promoted food with a southern accent. Unfortunately, that place was 50 miles out Highway 40 in Wright City. Closer in, a mile and a half west of Lindbergh and Big Bend, there was the Green Parrot, and they really did have a Green Parrot, and Golden Fried Chicken Loaf, 5865 Delmar, right by our original Pageant Theater. Well, for do-it-yourselfers as far as fixing chicken, there was Pick-A-Chick, 3132 Watson, where they sold Crown Crest chickens. There was Chosage Poultry and Eggs, 6152 Delmar. Chicken Joe, they had a big place in South Broadway. There were actually over three dozen more poultry stores in St. Louis in 1960. And that's when Chef Boyardee boxed pizza mix had been around for 5 years. It's still sold today, though no longer contains cheese. But going out for a St. Louis thin crust pizza beat the box. Pizza pie was a mainstay at restaurants like the Cusimano's, Kimo's, North Grand, and Penrose. They were serving Italian gourmet food in their new Florentine rooms. And terrific pizza, too. Jasper Bonventure's Rose's Italian Restaurant, downtown 10th and Franklin. They were open all day, but only served pizza after 9 at night. In those days, you could pick up a pizza, but it would be 4 years before Eddie Emo opened on Thurman and started delivering them. In 1960, Amedeo Fiore's Melrose Pizza was a natural bridge, block west of Goodfellow. The name Melrose dated to 1945 when he had his first place in the Melrose apartment building on North Serra at West Pine. And it was the first place to serve pizza in St. Louis. He soon moved to Easton Avenue, west to Kings Highway, and then to Natural Bridge. Three more of the best places for pizza in 1960 were Pete Grana's Pagliacci's at Kings Highway in Manchester, Lou and Joe Parenti, 6600 Chippewa on St. Louis Hills, and the Meglio's Luigi's Pizza on Watson, right next to the Fred P. Rapp Supermarket at Arsenal. Today, a lot of people make their own pizza, and if that's you, I suggest the second edition of Thursday Night Pizza. It's a good book by Father Dominic. In 1960, several spots offered turtle soup. My favorites were the Bismarck on North 12th across from the Sheridan Jefferson, Pelican at Grand and Shenandoah, Lombardo's, Riverview and West Florissant. And the good news from Karen Lombardo is that at their location now across from Lambert, turtle soup still on the menu every day. Next week, it's going to be St. Louis radio and TV in the 1950s to the mid-1960s, when a lot of people used to blab it to the rabbit on KXOK. Maybe that was you. And coming to Oasis at 10:30, Tuesday, September 17th, a week from Tuesday, I'm going to present a program about St. Louis golf. Things ain't what they used to be. Hope you'll be there. Now, according to the California Psychics, we'll return to the present with our Sunday star, Scott Jagow. Hey, here's he. Not right now. Hey, Scott, what do you got to say?
Oh, I love that reference. I don't have any psychic abilities, though.
Oh, darn it. Okay.
But I will give you a reading, and if you don't like it, you get your money back, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Johnny. Thanks so much.
Goodbye.